It is almost 9 p.m. here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which means it's almost time for the end of this week's From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. In just a few minutes, I'll be handing it off to the Moxer for Vive La Moc, which will take you all the way until 1 in the morning on Saturday. It's Friday night in Pittsburgh, December 13th. At least if it is December 13th, you're hearing this live. If not, it might be a rerun while I'm away out of town. Lots of stuff going on tonight. There is a blood rave at Spirit, already sold out, already had a few friends.
Yeah, that's when it cuts off to say it's not December 13th. You know what? It is actually June 13th of 2025. My name is Paul. I am the Moxer, and this is a little program we like to call Viva La Moc.
KIX Morning News Update. Mox's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked down the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene. We'll be right back.
Wrapping up that first set of music from 1991's Loveless album. My Bloody Valentine with Only Shallow. Before the My Bloody Valentine, how about Greg Dooley and Company, the Afghan Whigs? Doing their cover of Band of Gold. Played some R.E.M., went back to, it's weird for me to say went back to the Monster album. Because I felt the Monster album was that's kind of their second part of their career. But this came out like 30 years ago. Anyway, went back to Monster for Let Me In. Peter Gabriel gave us Biko. Started the entire set with Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you on Friday nights. We try to start around 9. We take it up to the 1 a.m. position on the clock. If it's not Friday, the 13th of June, that means it's an encore show, but if it's Friday the 13th and it's June, both of those things, and it's 2025, I'm live right here in the studio doing this show, making it up as we go along. I'm literally building the bridge as I cross it, and that's why I always need your help for song suggestions, recommendations. And you can do that by emailing me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Yes. I know, you're thinking, is he going to get to something regarding Brian Wilson? We lost Brian Wilson this past week. Yes. Just want to let you know that. But then what about Sly Stone? We lost Sly. Yeah, exactly. And the dude from Nitzareb. Well, that one we probably won't get to. This doesn't fit within the show. It was a tragic loss, but... Anyway, that's good. I mean, I've got 3 hours and 40 minutes to make that happen, so you just got to hang tight. I can't release all of that in the first 20 minutes of the show. Maybe the second 20, maybe the third 20, maybe the last 20. It'll all happen. If you got a suggestion for a song, again, wrctrequest@gmail.com is my email address. You can call me up right here in the studio at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. In the spirit of Brian Wilson, title track from the latest album from 2020, it's Back to California.
Once again. Still that night, you're my
Left Bank wrapping up that set of music with a Walk Away, Renee. I specifically remember the first time I heard that song, the first time I cognitively remembered hearing that song, I was probably 16 years old, and it blew my mind. So here's a kid listening to everything from R.E.M. to the Dead Kennedys, and all of a sudden this Left Bank came out of left field. And then we realized there's no hope for this guy, and that guy was me. That's why I'm here. Providing you the hope that I don't have on a show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster, and that's what this show is, Viva La Mock. Hey, what did I play in that set of music? You're asking yourself. You're like, hey, dude, what was all that? Well, before the Left Bank from his first album, E, Mark Oliver Everett, as his birth certificate says, from his 1990, I think it came out, no, maybe it was, I want to say it was 90. Probably wasn't. 92. From his 1992 debut, A Man Called E. This was before he formed the Eels. A song called Looking Out the Window with a Blue Hat On. I had to play that one. I had to because, you know, the Friday before Father's Day, which this is National Wear Something Blue Day. So if you're looking out the window with a blue hat on, you have successfully worn something blue on the Friday before Father's Day. Before the E. Patterson Hood from his Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams with Exploding Trees, an album that came out just a few months back. We know Patterson from the Drive-By Truckers. Do we not? Sure. It's like Paul Westerberg. We know Paul Westerberg from The Replacements. Went back to the 14 Songs album from 1993 with First Glimmer. And 2020, the Power Pop Kings from the early 80s have an album that came out earlier this year. Title track, Back to California, is what started off that entire set. Now, speaking of the National Wear Something Blue Day, I was doing some lookings around on the internet. Would you believe it was 200 years ago today that the dude who invented the safety pin applied for the patent? I know. Is it mind-blowing? No, it isn't. What's mind-blowing is to know that he actually sold the patent for $400. And I did some more, because why not? I'm not playing solitaire. I'm doing other stuff at work that's not really work-related. So I'm on my computer, and I'm like, what was $400 back in 1825? It's about $3,000. Yeah, I bet you his offspring are like, really? Great-great-great-grandpa? You know, we were still getting residuals on these safety pins. We had more than $3,000. Hey, if you got a request, yeah, that means you have a song that you'd like to maybe see if I will play it on my little radio show. Drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com, or call me up, 412-268-WRCT. I want to remind you that 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, 1 in 3 adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Now, the good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. So there, you don't have an excuse. So if you visit doihaveprediabetes.org, you can take a short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. I was listening to WRCT earlier today because, you know what? It's the only station that comes in on my transistor radio. And called Zombo. I got Zombo in my brain. If you're unfamiliar with getting that, well, he's a Pittsburgh institution that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution. It's Fridays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. because he's not man enough to do a 4-hour show. He does a 3-hour show. But I did hear him play some AC/DC. I did. That Patterson Hood solo album has a bunch of guests on there, including the band Wednesday. Steve Berlin from Los Lobos fame, Lydia Loveless, Wakahatchee, as well as this person who was actually a member of Wednesday at one point. I don't know if he's still playing with them at all, but MJ Lenderman, he's on the album too. From about a year back, She's Leaving You. It's MJ Lenderman here from the Manning Fireworks album on the WRCT airwaves.
Clapton was Hey, this is Brian.
And Mikey.
And Pat.
From Weezer.
And you're listening to...
WRCT.
88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. Look out, Pittsburgh!
Public enemy, why you wanna go and do me like that? Come down on the street and dance with me. Listening to Cho-Cho San, fall in love all over again. I think we make a good team, and you would keep my fingernails clean. But that's just a stupid dream that I won't realize, 'cause I can't even look in your eyes without shaking. And I ain't faking, I'll bring home the turkey if you bring home the bacon.
would never ever change. Years go by, I'm looking through a girly magazine. There's my home from Angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. Angel is centerfold. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. Na 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 na, Angel is centerfold. Turned away before she caught my eye. I was shaking in my shoes whenever she flashed in baby blue. Something got a hold on me when Angel passed close by. Those soft and fuzzy sweaters, too magical to touch. To see her in that negligee was really just too much. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. Angel is centerfold. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. Na 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 na, Angel is centerfold. Centerfold.